It feels like in sales, you're always, running to catch up. New tools, changing buyer expectations. It could be a lot. So how do companies make sure their sales teams are not just keeping pace, but actually, really effective?
That's really what sales enablement is all about. It's the secret weapon, I guess you could say, that a lot of companies are using to set their sales teams up for success in today's crazy, fast business world.
And today, we're diving deep, no pun intended, into a great article by Eli Cohen from SalesHood. It's called What is Sales Enablement? Strategies, Benefits, and Best Practices. It was published just this past March.
Yeah, and Cohen, as the CEO and co-founder of SalesHood, knows this stuff inside and out.
Definitely. So we're going to pull out the most important takeaways from his article. We want to give you a good understanding of what sales enablement is, why it matters so much, and the key points of it, all without, overloading you with too much information.
Exactly. And Cohen really nails it in his article when he says, "The essence of sales enablement is to help companies grow their business faster by aligning their people, processes, and priorities."
Okay, so let's break that down. Why is everyone talking about sales enablement right now? What's driving this whole thing?
Well, it's interesting how recent events have really made sales enablement essential. The pandemic, as Cohen points out, forced a lot of companies to suddenly switch to virtual selling. They had to figure out how to train and support their teams online and fast. What used to be a nice to have became, as Cohen puts it, a must-have business imperative.
That makes total sense. So let's back up for a second. Can you explain exactly what sales enablement is?
Sure. According to Cohen, sales enablement is a strategic process. It's about giving sales teams the knowledge, the tools, and the right content so they can sell effectively and, most importantly, consistently. It also means making sure that marketing, sales, and customer success are all on the same page, working together to create those positive experiences for buyers.
So it's a lot more than just training. It's about everyone being in sync. And Cohen talks about some big challenges that revenue leaders are facing these days. What are some of the main ones he points out?
He mentions several, but a big one is sales leadership execution. He points out that when sales processes are inconsistent, important steps can be missed. And that's especially problematic when B2B buying decisions are getting more and more complex.
Right, because it's not just a quick purchase anymore. There's a lot more involved.
Exactly. Another big challenge is marketing content effectiveness. A lot of times, sales teams have trouble finding and using marketing materials. So what happens? Resources are wasted, and the buyer experience becomes really fragmented.
I can imagine how frustrating it would be for a sales team to feel like marketing isn't supporting them, and vice versa.
Absolutely. And then there's the technology side of things. Cohen talks about revenue operations efficiency. He points out that having too much tech can actually make things less productive. Salespeople end up spending more time trying to navigate all these systems instead of actually talking to customers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can see that happening.
And then there's the issue of knowledge retention. It's crazy, but studies show that something like 87% of training content is forgotten within a month if it's not reinforced.
Wow, 87%. That's a lot of wasted training. So, how does Cohen recommend dealing with these challenges? He lays out some guiding principles, right?
Yeah, he has five guiding principles for successful sales enablement in 2025. First, being buyer-centric. It means all your training, content, and tools should be aligned with the buyer's journey.
So basically, you need to think like the buyer.
Exactly. The second principle is being data-driven. You need to use performance data to improve your coaching and messaging. Third is just-in-time enablement. It means giving personalized knowledge right when a seller needs it, which is often done using AI.
Just in time. That sounds really efficient, and like it would definitely help with the whole knowledge retention problem. What are the last two principles?
The fourth principle is GTM alignment. It means making sure that marketing, sales, and customer success are all in sync. Sellers should have easy access to the content they need. And finally, you need seller-friendly technology. That means implementing tools that make the selling process easier, not harder.
Okay, those all make a lot of sense, but what does this actually look like in practice? What kind of results can companies expect from implementing these principles?
Well, Cohen breaks down some major benefits. First, there's improved ramping, onboarding, and training. He even uses a case study about a company that was able to shift to virtual onboarding really quickly during the pandemic, thanks to their enablement strategy.
Wow, so enablement makes you more agile too.
Exactly. Another benefit is better sales and marketing alignment. When sales enablement is a priority, those two teams naturally communicate better and start working towards the same goals. Less blame, more collaboration.
That kind of teamwork can be huge. Sure. What else does Cohen mention?
He also talks about effective sales content and messaging. Enablement makes sure everyone, especially salespeople, really understands the core value proposition and can communicate it clearly. He mentions SalesHood's sales pitch practice blog as a good resource for this.
It makes sense. You need everyone to be on the same page when they're talking to customers.
Absolutely. Then there's enhanced sales team collaboration and pitch practice. Platforms like SalesHood focus on peer-to-peer learning, and Cohen talks about how important regular huddles and feedback are. He also points out how generative AI is being used more and more to scale personalized pitch practice, which is pretty cool.
AI for pitch practice. That's fascinating. It really shows how technology is changing the sales game.
Definitely. Another benefit is top seller modeling. You figure out what your top performers are doing, and you help everyone else on the team do the same things. That can lead to big productivity gains.
Smart. So you're basically replicating success.
Exactly. There's also shorter sales cycles. When teams have the right information and they're all working together, the buying process naturally becomes more efficient. That leads to faster decisions and higher win rates.
Faster sales cycles and better win rates. I bet that gets everyone's attention.
Oh, yeah. Another benefit is accessible sales content and collateral. It's about having an easy-to-search library of up-to-date materials. Cohen talks about the types of questions this content needs to address, like overcoming objections and understanding the competition. And then there's delivering relevant content at the right time. Sales enablement acts like a playmaker. It gives sellers the right information at the right moment, often using AI to make smart recommendations.
So it's like having a super smart assistant who anticipates what you need.
Yeah, exactly.
With all these benefits, it's clear that sales enablement is a valuable investment.
Yeah.
Does Cohen give any real-world examples of companies who are actually seeing these results?
He does. One example is Star Compliance. After using SalesHood, their sales cycles got 35% shorter and their average selling price doubled.
Wow, that's impressive.
Another example is Data Endure. They saw a 60% increase in their lead-to-opportunity conversion rate by using digital sales rooms. Those are basically virtual spaces where you can collaborate with potential customers.
Interesting. So you're bringing the sales process online in a more interactive way.
Exactly. Cohen also mentions how SalesHood helps companies with all kinds of things. Scaling training, aligning their messaging. He uses Copado as an example for that, enabling value-based selling and even improving forecast accuracy. There's a method called MEDI-DICC, which focuses on understanding the buyer's metrics, economic buyer, decision criteria, decision process, identifying pain, and champion. He also talks about scaling global sales efforts, providing content that's specific to the situation, enhancing partner enablement, and boosting accountability through mutual action plans, which are like agreements between the seller and the buyer, outlining the steps they'll each take.
Okay, that's a lot of ground to cover. Now, sometimes things can get a little confusing with all the terminology in this area. Does Cohen clear up the differences between sales enablement and some other related concepts?
Yeah, he does a good job of explaining the nuances. He distinguishes between sales enablement and revenue enablement. Sales enablement, like we've been talking about, is mostly focused on empowering the sales team.
Right.
Revenue enablement is broader. It includes everything that generates revenue, like marketing and customer success. So it's about optimizing the entire customer journey. Basically, sales enablement is a part of this bigger revenue enablement picture.
Okay, so sales enablement is a key piece of the revenue puzzle. What about sales operations? How is that different?
Well, Cohen says it comes down to the main goal. Sales operations is about the inner workings of the sales organization, things like planning, setting quotas, and managing territories. Sales enablement, though, is about giving the sales team what they need to be more effective when they interact with buyers. It's about providing them with the resources and the skills to really help those customers.
So operations is internal and enablement is external. That's a helpful way to think about it. Now, for a company that's thinking, okay, we need to get on board with this sales enablement thing, when's the right time to start?
Cohen says you should think about it early on, even if you don't have a dedicated department for it yet. He says companies can start by just adopting an enablement mindset and then build more structured processes as they grow. You know, the fact that there are so many sales enablement professionals on LinkedIn now really shows how important it's becoming.
So you don't have to wait for the perfect moment or a huge budget.
Mm.
You can start small and scale up.
Exactly.
And Cohen makes it clear that sales enablement isn't a one-time project. It's an ongoing process.
Right. It's not just about having annual training sessions. Modern sales enablement is about continuously analyzing and optimizing the resources you give to your sales team. You're always making sure they have what they need to succeed throughout the entire sales process.
So it's about constantly evolving and improving. Now, how can companies actually measure how well their sales enablement efforts are working? What metrics should they be tracking?
Cohen lists a bunch of key metrics. For sales productivity, you have things like how long it takes to hit quota and how much time reps spend selling versus doing admin tasks. Then there are revenue metrics like quota attainment rates and the average deal size. For sales cycle efficiency, you can look at the length of the sales cycle and conversion rates.
Okay, so you're measuring how quickly deals are moving and how many are closing.
Right. You also have content effectiveness, which you can evaluate through usage analytics and content ROI. For training and coaching outcomes, you want to see if people are retaining the knowledge and if their behavior is actually changing. Cohen also emphasizes the importance of customer-centric metrics like customer satisfaction scores and retention rates. And he talks about the power of analytics platforms to gain performance insights. He says it's important to track both leading indicators, like how many emails are being sent and calls are being made, and lagging indicators, like the number of deals closed.
So you need a mix of data to get the full picture.
Exactly.
Of course, putting any new strategy into practice has its challenges. What are some of the common roadblocks companies hit when they try to implement sales enablement?
Cohen mentions several. There's often a lack of alignment between sales, marketing, and customer success. Proving the ROI of enablement initiatives can be tricky. Sometimes there's low adoption of the tools and content by the sales teams. And it can be tough to keep up with evolving buyer expectations. Plus, companies can experience data overload, where they have tons of data but no clear insights. And making enablement programs scalable, especially for global teams, can be a challenge.
Right, and technology is evolving so quickly. Keeping up with that can be a job in itself.
Absolutely. And with sales cycles getting shorter, enablement needs to be concise and impactful. You also need to make sure people are retaining training knowledge, and sometimes there's cultural resistance to new ways of working.
Yeah, change can be hard for some people.
Definitely.
Now, to help make sense of all this, Cohen provides some helpful definitions of important sales enablement terms. Can you walk us through some of those?
Sure. He defines sales training as a continuous learning process where the content should be easy to digest and broken down into modules. Sales coaching is super important, ideally supported by some kind of performance scorecard. Sales coaching assessments can help you evaluate how effective the coaching is and make sure it's consistent. Sales effectiveness is about achieving the results you want, like better win rates and hitting those quotas. He also defines digital sales rooms, those virtual spaces for interacting with potential customers, as well as micro-learning, which uses short, focused learning modules. Peer-to-peer learning is about tapping into the collective knowledge of your sales team.
Makes sense. Learn from each other.
Exactly. Sales content is, of course, all the materials you use to support the sales process, and Cohen stresses that a good content management system, or CMS, is crucial. It's different from a CRM, which manages customer relationships. He also warns against what he calls checkbox sales enablement programs, where the focus is just on checking off tasks instead of real learning and behavior change.
So it's not just about going through the motions. You need to see results.
Exactly.
One thing we can't ignore is artificial intelligence, or AI. Everyone's talking about it. How does Cohen see AI changing the future of sales enablement?
Cohen sees AI as a game changer in many ways. He thinks it can speed up the certification process for sales reps and make them more confident in conversations. AI can also help with creating, organizing, and delivering content, so it's easier for salespeople to find what they need. When it comes to interacting with prospects, AI can automate tasks like summarizing calls, ensure everyone is using the same messaging, and provide useful context for shared content.
So it's taking a lot of those manual, repetitive tasks off people's plates.
Exactly. Cohen believes that AI is going to be critical for making sales teams more productive and effective, especially when enablement resources are limited. He talks about how AI coach tools could handle some of the coaching and certification tasks, which would free up human enablement professionals to focus on bigger picture stuff.
So AI is taking on a more supportive role, almost like a co-pilot for the sales team. Looking even further ahead, Cohen even touches on the potential impact of artificial general intelligence, or AGI. What's his take on that?
His vision for AGI and sales enablement is pretty futuristic. He thinks we'll have AI-driven personalization at scale, where coaching and content are tailored to each individual sales rep. He imagines seamless buyer-seller alignment with AGI smoothing out any bumps in the sales process. And he thinks predictive sales insights will be much better thanks to AI analyzing all that complex data.
So it's like having a crystal ball that can tell you what's going to happen next.
In a way, yeah. Cohen also thinks AGI will allow for automated and insightful content activation, which means getting the right information to the right people at the right time. He also predicts continuous enablement through AGI coaches that are always available, kind of like mentors, and might even provide guidance on emotional intelligence and sales. He also thinks AGI could improve collaboration between sales and marketing by analyzing how content is performing. And then there's scalable sales execution, where AI can identify the strategies of top performers and help others replicate them.
That's a pretty amazing vision of the future.
Definitely. But ultimately, Cohen sees AGI as a powerful tool that helps salespeople focus on what really matters, building relationships and providing value to their customers.
So circling back, what's Cohen's main message for companies that are either thinking about implementing sales enablement or want to improve what they're already doing?
His main point is that sales enablement is a mindset, a commitment to always being ready, and it needs to start at the top with the CEO and spread throughout every department. He says it's important for leaders to agree on shared priorities and to use the right sales enablement platform, like SalesHood, to make it all happen.
So it's not just a sales thing, it's a company-wide thing.
Exactly.
Well, I think the main takeaway here is that sales enablement isn't just a nice to have anymore. It's essential for driving revenue growth and making your sales team more effective. It's about making sure everyone is working together, your people, your processes, and your priorities. Hopefully, our deep dive into Cohen's article has given you a better understanding of what sales enablement is all about and why it's so important for businesses today.
Think about how the principles and challenges we discussed connect with your own experiences. What parts of sales enablement stand out to you as being the most relevant or maybe the most surprising?
If you want to learn even more about this, definitely check out Cohen's full article on SalesHood's website. They also have a lot of great resources on sales enablement strategies and technology.
The world of sales is always changing, but knowing how to equip your sales teams will always be key to success.
That's all the time we have for today, but thanks for joining us and be sure to tune in next time.
Thanks for having me.